News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the actor Stephen Ray is to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Irish Film and Television Academy, the IFTA Awards, tomorrow. I caught up with Stephen a little earlier. I began by asking him what this Lifetime Achievement Award means to him.
Oh, it means a great deal, you know. When you begin a career, you don't ever think it's going to come to this, you know. You don't. Well, first of all, you don't think you're ever going to be that old, or that you'll have actually, people would have noticed you enough to think that you're worthy of such a thing, you know. So I find it very nice, and you know, the IFTA people are tremendous people. You know, they're passionate about film. They're more interested in the film than they are in money. So it's great.
You've had an extraordinary career, and I don't mean to look at it in the past tense, but I suppose just in the context of you achieving a Lifetime Achievement Award, you've enjoyed an extraordinary career. I mean, Tony nominations, Golden Globe nominations, you've won BAFTA on a couple of occasions, you've won, I think, 3 IFTAs. You also got nominated, of course, for an Academy Award. Is it possible to pick out a highlight? Would The Crying Game be the highlight, or is it, I don't know, is it a bit like picking your favourite kid?
Well, no, I think The Crying Game is a wonderful film. You know, it had a tremendous impact, and it's one of the most brilliant pieces of work that Neil has ever produced. And so I would have to say that. I'd have to say that. You know, I would.
Over the years in cinema, you mentioned Neil Jordan. There were many people you collaborated. You collaborated with him, of course, many times. I think Sam Shepard was another person you were very close to. Is that something you particularly enjoyed about the film industry?
Oh, I love hearing from Neil if he's got something to do. He trusts me, you know, and I think we've done some great films together, you know. And Sam, I've mostly done theatre with Sam. He's sadly dead, and I miss him terribly. And I did one film with him in South America. And you know, one of us fell off a horse, and it wasn't me.
Look, you've been in so many films, too many films to mention. You played Ned Broy, of course, in Michael Collins, and met an untimely end in that film. I have a kind of a soft spot for a film. It's probably not one of your better-known ones, but Bad Behaviour, where you played a city planner in London.
I thought Sinead and I were, it was a nice Irish couple, married, living in London, muddling through. I thought it was okay. I thought it was really good, especially when there was so much thing about how the Irish troubles and things. And here was just an ordinary middle-class couple trying to make it with their kids, you know. And I thought it was a bit of a sweetener for people who didn't, who thought the Irish were all mad, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was a really charming film. Actually, speaking of the Troubles, can I ask you about maybe your strangest role of all, where you played Gerry Adams during that ridiculous broadcasting ban where there had to be voiceovers. We couldn't hear what Gerry Adams actually sounded like. I think it was for a number of years you filled in for interviews.
It wasn't a number of years. I was the first one to do it, and I probably only did it a couple of times. But it was because there was a great, great broadcaster and a new journalist called Mary Holland.
Yeah.
And she had done the original interview with Adams, and she called me up and said, would I revoice him? Because they could actually put everything out that he'd said if it was not spoken by him. It's absurd, you know. But it meant that everybody was going to hear that the Republican movement was moving in a different direction. And that was her sense of responsibility about it. And so I took that on with her. And I salute her again for that, you know. Because not listening to people that you have a difficulty with is not the way to get things moving, you know. And so I'm quite proud of that, you know.
Outside your acting career, you also had a very important role as an ambassador for UNICEF Ireland.
Yeah, I was there just incident last year in Somalia, and this was these trips that we make are desperately upsetting, really, you know, because the people who are there are living a world that they didn't create. They're suffering desperately in Somalia from climate change, which we have created, not them. They don't have the means to create the awful climate change that's going on. So they have floods, droughts. It's an absolute nightmare. And, you know, it's time we all did something. You know, I know that it's not that long ago that the Irish had famine, and you know, but we have got to try and learn to construct something that treats the rest of the world better. You know,
two quick things before I let you go. As I said at the outset, you've appeared in really huge movies. You've been nominated for Oscars, multi-award winning. But it always struck me, and again, maybe you're going to tell me I'm totally wrong, you've always struck me as someone who's kind of nonplussed about the whole fame and celebrity thing. It was kind of something you weren't overly interested in or bothered by.
I'm not really. I'm sort of not. I know it sounds ridiculous. I'm quite interested in people who are interested in my work, but I'm not interested in people who want to know about my ghastly life. You know what I mean? Fame holds no interest for me. So I'm not doing this to promote fame, you know. I'm just doing it because you asked me.
Okay, well, look, we really appreciate it. Final question. You're attending the IFTAs at what is a pretty amazing time for Irish film, Irish cinema. Do you in any way look with envy at the latest crop of young talent? And we have enormous young talent coming through and the opportunities that they have at the moment. Because of all the good work that's been done in Irish cinema, and in fairness, good work by successive governments as well in providing the environment for them. Are you in any way envious of the opportunities that they have?
They deserve it. You know, actors work very hard, and they're very conscious of, you know, the gift has been given to them. I mean, when you say the government, I mean, I think I was in films in the 90s that wouldn't have happened if Michael Day hadn't, who was the Minister for Culture at the time, if he hadn't found ways to fund them, to get the Irish Army to do big scenes, I'm hugely grateful to him. But then even before that, there was John Borman, who started Neil's career with Angel and everything. And so everybody's a recipient of other people's work, you know. That's the nature of this business. So, and these people, you know, Killian, I've worked with Killian. He's a delightful man, and whatever they get, they deserve, you know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.